Kansas Wheat, in collaboration with Kansas State University researchers, has officially kicked off a new educational campaign aimed at farmers, landowners, financial institutions, and policymakers. Wheat Beyond the Value of the Grain emphasizes the wide-ranging advantages of including winter wheat in a cropping system extending far beyond the grain's market price. To further explain the campaign and the research behind it, Aaron Harries, Kansas Wheat Vice President of Research and Operations, sat down with Romulo Lotto, K-State Associate Professor of Wheat and Forage Production, for an episode of the Wheat's on Your Mind podcast. The duo discussed the well-documented, multifaceted role of winter wheat in a sustainable cropping system, including its economic and environmental advantages. The idea behind the Wheat Beyond the Value of the Grain campaign kicked off just before the 2020 pandemic, after the pair investigated a continued reduction of winter wheat planted acres, particularly in Kansas. The project started with a review of the multitude of studies that have been published over the years, not only looking at grain production, but also at the other benefits wheat provides as part of the cropping system. That initial review yielded more than 60 pages of benefits cited for more than 300 studies, highlighting the incredible versatility of winter wheat. From the very first steps in the growing season, winter wheat offers a significant advantage to producers through its broad planting window, providing much-needed flexibility in managing farmer operations. This adaptability also extends its dual-purpose nature, allowing for both grain and high-quality forage production, ultimately increasing potential economic returns. Research has also consistently demonstrated the positive impact of incorporating winter wheat into crop rotations. Studies conducted globally, including long-term projects in Kansas, Illinois, and Wisconsin, show that including wheat in a cropping rotation significantly boosts yields of other crops like corn and soybeans compared to monoculture systems. A long-term Kansas study reported a 12 bushel per acre increase in soybean yields when rotated with winter wheat, regardless of the tillage system used. Similarly, western Kansas corn yields were 14.7 bushels per acre higher after wheat than after grain sorghum. The research is clear. Integrating winter wheat into cropping systems represents a strategic approach to maximizing crop yields and productivity. By leveraging winter wheat's diverse benefits and addressing associated challenges through informed management practices, farmers can achieve sustainable agricultural practices that support long-term profitability and environmental stewardship. These quantified benefits of winter wheat and more are now a research paper, but the campaign's goal is to disseminate more digestible, two-page extension-style publications that focus on each benefit separately. Listen to the full conversation between Harries and Lotto and all other episodes of the Wheat's on Your Mind podcast at wheatsonyourmind.com. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.